Good morning, Green Bay Packers fans. Welcome to Railbird Central on CheeseheadTV.com. I'm your host, Brian Kiravu, joined by our live blog directors, John Rahor and Jamie Jors, this morning. And we are talking about your still reigning Super Bowl champion, Green Bay Packers. Can't say that too much longer, unfortunately. Got about a week and a half left to say we're the reigning Super Bowl champions, right? I'll take what I can get. But plenty to talk about on this morning. The coaching carousel seems like it is slowing to a crawl, which means the Packers should be retaining a lot of their assistant coaches, as well as what's going down in Mobile for the Senior Bowl. Hope to have Paul Guillemette back on the show Friday morning, live from Mobile, to talk about what's going on at the Senior Bowl. But anyhow, just reviewing some of the headlines here, just a quick congratulations to former Packers head coach Mike McCarthy for his decision, or not his decision, but the decision to be inducted into the Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame. So congratulations to him on that. Was just announced yesterday, and that Ron Wolf will be inducting him. Did I say Mike McCarthy? I meant Mike Holmgren. My bad. I am out of it this morning, I think, or something. But anyhow, I'm totally sorry, folks. So Mike Holmgren being inducted to the Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame and Ron Wolf inducting him. Also, talking about the coaching carousel here, it looks as if Winston Moss and Dom Capers are no longer in the running for the Oakland Raiders head coaching job. And it's not just looks like anymore. It is official that Raiders have hired Dennis Allen, defensive coordinator from the Denver Broncos, to take their head coaching gig. And that's Reggie McKenzie, former Packers front office guy, doing the hiring there. And so the Raiders got a new guy, and it looks like everybody's coming back except for maybe Joe Philbin. Now, the coaching carousel isn't done spinning entirely. There's still a head coaching job open in Tampa Bay that Tom Clements is still a candidate for, although I haven't heard his name a lot in terms of being the front runner for the job or anything along those lines. And as John Rahor points out on our live blog from Adam Schefter of ESPN, he tweeted yesterday, former Packers head coach Mike Sherman interviewing today for the second time with the Buccaneers owners. So looks like a former member of the Green Bay Packers could potentially be the next head coach there, but they're not moving fast on that job. I don't think they're entirely thrilled with any of their people they've interviewed so far and looking for a little more splashy candidate, I guess. We will see what happens there. Now, it's certainly possible that, you know, a Packers assistant coach could be promoted elsewhere to a higher position, higher up the ladder, to, say, defensive coordinator for the new Oakland Raiders gig. Now, it was also kind of interesting that it was reported that Joe Philbin, I think this comes from the Miami Sun Sentinel, pardon me if I get the newspaper name mixed up, but Joe Philbin will not be looking to the Packers for his assistant coaches, will not be rating them. And the article pointed out that, you know, it's kind of like this courtesy. I don't know if it is a courtesy or what the deal is, that the Packers assistant coaches kind of well known that they won't raid their former team of their assistants if they get a head coaching gig. Kind of interesting how you know, loyal they are to the Packers in that regard, that they wouldn't do that sort of thing. I mean, that's got to be awful hard for a guy like Joe Philbin, where I'm sure, you know, he probably wouldn't want to make his whole staff out of former assistant Packers coaches, but, you know, you could certainly imagine him wanting to bring at least a guy or two along, but he's going to stay away. That's the report. So, you know, it's, we will see as, all these coaching changes kind of, take place, and, whether the Packers stay put or not. And, you know, it is perhaps only a matter of time before the Packers, you know, hire their own offensive coordinator. And you got to think the only thing that's delaying that is the Packers being in the Pro Bowl right now, coaching the Pro Bowl teams and kind of busy doing that. So, in fact, yesterday reports were coming out that Packers players are en route to Hawaii. And the coaching staff is there. There were, if you happen to catch, I forget who posted it, but some reports at NFL.com. There were pictures of Clay Matthews in the swimming pool at Hawaii, and Greg Jennings is there. And I remember yesterday they had to delay their interview on ESPNMilwaukee.com with quarterback Aaron Rodgers because he was traveling to Hawaii, and certainly takes a lengthy plane flight to get over there. So all sorts of tidbits coming from the Pro Bowl, where the Packers practice, I think, tomorrow. I think tomorrow on Thursday, practice is actually televised on the NFL Network. Kind of interesting, isn't it? A Pro Bowl practice. How intense do you think that practice is going to be? But it's a chance to talk about the Pro Bowlers and things like that. So, hey, any programming is good as far as I'm concerned. No, I don't think anybody's expecting it to be an intense practice in the Pro Bowl. And if you are, you have kind of unrealistic expectations, I think. But so that's kind of what's going on in the world of the Green Bay Packers and the coaching staff and all that. And by all means, if you want to chime in on the coaching carousel, Joe Philbin, Tom Clements, Winston Moss, Dom Capers, feel free to call into the show. Phone number is on the screen, 347-352-0154. So feel free to call into the show and let us know what you think. And also going on in the world of the Green Bay Packers is the Senior Bowl right now, where Ted Thompson is at and the Packers scouts are at. Is they're taking a look at some of the premier prospects for the upcoming NFL draft. And it's very exciting to see what's going on there. Those practices are televised as well on the NFL Network, have been since Monday, will be today as well. And, you know, I love watching them. Those are a little bit more intense practices there at the Senior Bowl. These guys are fighting for a job in the NFL and to be drafted as high as possible. And, of course, the higher you're drafted, that means the more money you get. So, you know, that's fun to watch, those Senior Bowl practices. And, you know, just picking up on a couple little tidbits yesterday, I posted the a short little article on Cheesehead TV that the Packers scouts were seen talking to Michigan defensive tackle Mike Martin yesterday. And that's personally a guy I really like. Kind of had watched him during the Sugar Bowl. Michigan had faced Virginia Tech in the Sugar Bowl, and Michigan won that game. And, you know, kind of showing that they're on the rise in the world of college football, and especially the Big Ten, after the Big Ten, as usual, kind of had a poor showing in the bowl season, but not Michigan. They are doing well, and a big part of it was Mike Martin, defensive lineman, a guy who stands a little over 6'1", a little over 300 pounds, and this is kind of a guy I can definitely see shooting up draft boards. Kind of thought at one time to be a mid-round draft choice. I could see him being a second-day guy. A Friday guy, rounds 2-3, and perhaps being, you know, it's definitely interesting with the need the Packers have on the defensive line. They need a guy there. You can bet your bottom dollar the Packers are going to draft a defensive lineman, and very very high, perhaps, in the NFL draft. I mean, it's certainly when you're trying to project positions a team is going to draft in which round, that's always a risky proposition because, as you know, the Packers draft best available player. That's kind of their philosophy, regardless of position. I personally have to imagine the Packers would stay away from, you know, wide receivers and tight ends in the first round this year. But other than that, anything is probably pretty much in play. Question John Rayor says on the live blog here, Mike Neal isn't the answer? Jury's out on Mike Neal. And, you know, this was interesting here. Speaking of defensive linemen and Mike Neal, I had seen an article a couple days ago, and if anybody remembers where they saw it, please tell me this, but there was actually talk about moving Mike Neal to outside linebacker. If I remember correctly, that was somewhere in the Green Bay Press Gazette. And I forget if it was Pete Doherty or Rob Domofsky who reported, maybe even someone else, but kind of scuttlebutt about that. And very interesting to think that that could possibly happen. And certainly that would be a big move for the Packers to make, and a big move for Mike Neal to make too. And, you know, I'm not sure what to think. I mean, here's a guy who did not play well as a defensive lineman this year. So, I mean, there was reason to think Mike Neal could do it his rookie year, and then he didn't this year, and you have to wonder how much injuries played a part of that. But, I mean, time's running out on Mike Neal. He gets next year to show it. Certainly everybody's going to give him every chance his third year in the NFL, but he's got to show something. And, well, I mean, if the Packers are going to make a change with him, they better do it ASAP. You know, if they're going to move him to outside linebacker, it's time for him to, you know, svelte down a little bit and lose a little weight and practice in his drops and things like that, because that's going to be a huge challenge. And, you know, we will see. Jimmy Jors reports, it came from Bob McGinn in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. My apologies. I did not think that, I thought that came from the Press Gazette, not the Journal Sentinel. But anyway, my apologies, coming from Bob McGinn. And here we go. Jamie Jors has the quote here. 10 days ago, defensive line coach Mike Turgovac said some in the organization have been talking about giving Neal a shot at outside linebacker next season. Wow. So, interesting stuff there. You know, it's... Who knows whether the Packers are really going to do it? At this point, it's just kind of a rumor. Although, I mean, it is directly attributed to Mike Turgovac, a coach, you know, within the organization. But, you know, it's certainly just speculation at this point and things they've talked about. Nothing firm. But, you know, you just wonder at this point. What happens, what the Packers try to do to fix these issues at both defensive end and outside linebacker. So, it's a shame if neither would work out for Mike Neal. But that's why the Packers are at the Senior Bowl right now. They're looking for answers no matter where they come from. And I had gotten several questions just on Twitter before the show here. And, you know, I'll try to address some of these guys who are being talked about at the Senior Bowl a little bit. And, you know, it's just one second here as we get this question here in the live blog from Kyle Cousineau. I don't doubt that Neal has the strength to play outside linebacker in a Dom Capers D, but is he anywhere near fast enough to get pressure off the edge like Clay does? That's the million-dollar question, and I'm not sure I can answer that right. Well, welcome back to Railbird Central. As we apparently got booted off the internet somehow, not sure what happened there, but I hope we are back on air and maybe somebody on the live blog could confirm that if indeed that has happened. So I hope we're back on air and going right now. So, okay, everybody's confirming we are. Not sure what happened, but thanks for sticking with us. It's been a while since I've had technical difficulties like that on the show, so hopefully it's a long time again before I get booted off the internet or something like that. But Kirk Kozat on the live blog says it's Megan's fault. Good. Let's blame it on Megan. Anyhow, so we're talking about Senior Bowl here and the practices and perhaps outside linebacker prospects. And Courtney Upshaw of Alabama and Melvin Ingram of South Carolina. And I was saying, perhaps, I'm not sure at what point I got booted off the internet here, but I really like Courtney Upshaw of Alabama. I think he's the type of guy that can be a 3-4 outside linebacker. He played in space at Alabama. He was more of a rusher, didn't play a lot in coverage, things like that, but he's got the size to stuff the run, and I think, you know, with a little bit of coaching, the talent is there, and he's going to be a good NFL player. Now, on the flip side of the coin, a guy like Melvin Ingram from South Carolina, not quite the same type of guy, I don't think. He looks a little more stiff, and he looks to me like he is strictly a 4-3 defensive end. Now, I mean, certainly if he were to hang around to the second and third rounds and he still happened to be on the board, the Packers couldn't pass up that type of talent. It would try to make him into a 3-4 outside linebacker. But, you know, if given the preference, I think if those two were, you know, just both there and when the Packers selected in the first round, I think you take Upshaw because he's more of that 3-4 type as opposed to Ingram, who just looks a little too stiff for me. Definitely a good player and the type of guy who I think could be a good 4-3 defensive end, but more in that Julius Peppers mold than he is an outside linebacker and would have to play a little bit more in space. I think he's a little bit more of a trench guy, if you ask me. So just don't think he fits the Packers system quite as well. Good player, however. And while we're kind of on these hybrid type of guys, the one guy who's turning everybody's head in Mobile is North Carolina defensive lineman Quentin Copels. And he's kind of considered a top 10 NFL draft choice and, you know, a really good player. But it's one of those things where I think he, too, is a 4-3 defensive end. But, I mean, it's almost to the point where it'd be hard pass a guy like him up hypothetically if the Packers had the opportunity to draft him. Not to say that they will, and not to say that they're going to move up in the draft to draft a guy like that, but you know, if he fell to them, you got to take a guy with his type of talent and hope he can make the transition to being a 3-4 guy. But you know, I think a 4-3 team will draft him and doing really good. I mean, here's a terrorizing pass rusher who people are comparing to Julius Peppers of the Bears, a guy who can make that type of impact. And so those are all kind of interesting guys who are making a impact in Mobile this week, and guys I hope to talk to Paul Guillemette about on Friday, hopefully, if we can get him on the line once again. Interesting to see the view live from Mobile, Alabama at the Senior Bowl. And I had received another question on Twitter or comment about Vontaze Burfict. He is not playing at the Senior Bowl, but just had a reader who liked him a lot. And Burfict is a inside linebacker from Arizona State that is eligible for the draft. He declared and thought the Packers should go after him. And I got to tell you, from what I've watched, from what I know about Vontaze Burfict, he is not the type of guy the Packers are going to draft. He is not Packer people, as they say. Now, definitely a talented guy. A lot of people can say he is a Ray Lewis type of player, Ray Lewis type of talent. And, you know, I wouldn't go that far yet, but I mean, there is that violence to his game that you see and think, wow, this guy has it. Now, I just don't think you take the chance with a guy like Burfict. Here's a guy who's, as saying on the comments on the live blog here from Ted the Sledge and Kyle Cousineau saying he is a head case, and that most definitely is the case with Avantaz Perfect. He's a personal foul penalty waiting to happen. I mean, almost a game does not go by where he does not get a personal foul penalty. And a guy who can get in the doghouse and gets down on himself and you know, gets in a funk and kind of who blames others for his problems. So, the Packers maybe in the mid rounds would take a chance like that. But in the early rounds, you just don't take chances with a guy like that. You don't your first round, you take a guy who is going, you think, to be a contributor and not be a detriment to the team. And if you draft a guy like Perfect, there's the possibility that he could be a big detriment. So, comment from Rupert on the live blog, I think we could use an inside linebacker who is a violent head case. You know, they certainly could use a good inside linebacker, no doubt about that. You just want to stay away from a guy like Avantaz Perfect. That's too much of a head case, in my opinion. He is just, you know, that's not the type of guy you want in the team. A guy who could, you know, is such a head case that you kind of almost wonder, is he smart enough and, you know, to stick around? The type of guy where, you know, his world could just implode around him and be out of the NFL in 2 years. That's the risk with Avantaz Perfect. So, that being said, I do think that there is a very underrated player from Nebraska, Lavonte David, who I think is a really good player. I think he's a first-round material type of guy. That doesn't seem to be the consensus from other draft nicks that I've seen. And I really almost think with the Packers drafting late in the first round, he's kind of a guy that I kind of look at and wonder, wow, is he draftable? Now, I know the Packers don't really have a pressing need at inside linebacker. I mean, between Bishop, Hawk, and DJ Smith, I mean, they kind of have, you know, enough depth there that they don't need to address that position. But I think the guy's good personally. A lot of people don't have as high an opinion as me. So thinking he's more second round material, things along those lines. Question here from Stuart on the live blog. Do you think Wynn or Wilson are good enough to make the 53 this year? And that's a good question. So going back to the Packers defensive line, which we were talking about earlier here, you know, Wynn and Wilson kind of in the same boat as Mike Neal, as we talked about in earlier this show. Defensive linemen who underachieved in 2011. Mike Neal did it, C.J. Wilson did it, Jarius Wynn did it. They're all kind of guilty of the same thing. With guys like, I mean, Wynn and Wilson were not as highly drafted, not as a high round as Mike Neal. So I think people see Mike Neal as the bigger disappointment just because the expectations are higher. But they're all kind of in the same boat. They're just kind of, fringe NFL guys. They're kind of, you know, worthy of having a roster spot. But if you're having to rely on them, they just haven't been starting material yet. Now, C.J. Wilson is more of your run stuffer type of guy and does okay at that. And Jarius Wynn is more of your pass rusher type of guy and does okay with it. But they're just not, you know, not going to take it to the next level. And so, you know, I would think one of them at least will be on the team next year. But who that is, we don't really know. I mean, they're both going to have to make a jump in their play to stick around. And they're both young yet. And that's good. That's good for them. They do have room to improve and have time to improve. So that's kind of one thing working in their favor. But it's got to happen, though, if they're going to stick around. John Rahor comments on the live blog, Wynn is a pass rusher guy, one of the problems with the defense. Certainly, I mean, Jarius Wynn, His forte is pass rush, but it wasn't really a great pass rush. Better than a C.J. Wilson, better than a Howard Green, but those aren't saying a whole lot. I mean, you got to compare Wynn to, you know, elite pass rushers from other teams, the type of production they put up. You got to compare what he did to a Cullen Jenkins, who can get 6, 7, 8 sacks in the season. That's what the Packers need. It was kind of disappointing to see Jarius Wynn get off to such a good start to the 2011 season and then kind of tail off and never really, got to the quarterback that much from there on out for the rest of the season. But anyhow, comment from Rupert on the live blog. I think defensive end is actually a higher priority than right outside linebacker. Interesting. What is the higher priority for the Packers? I haven't really thought about it too much as to which would be a higher priority. I mean, they're both needs for the Packers. And, it might be an exercise in futility to debate which one is the higher priority if the only method of improvement for the team is the NFL draft. I mean, the Packers might go into free agency, but if they don't, if all they do is, going to improve this team through the draft, I mean, the Packers just stick to their guns and say, well, they pick the best player available. And even if defensive end is a higher priority, but an outside linebacker is the best player available, well, they're going to take the outside linebacker. So, I don't know what to think there. What the Packers do. Comment from Stewart: isn't part of the problem the rush defense is all at sea without Pickett in the rotation? He's 33 this year, so got to figure TT Ted Thompson is twitchy. The Packers rush defense is certainly better with Pickett in there. Pickett and B.J. Raji do a pretty decent job as far as defensive linemen go at stopping the run. Now, when they're in that base defense, they need another big guy. They need a guy who can stuff the run. Ideally, you get a guy like Cullen Jenkins who can do both. Now, Cullen Jenkins was a better pass rusher than he was a run defender, but has the ability to stuff the run as well. I mean, he wasn't talentless in that regard. Now, Jarius Wynn's kind of a one-trick pony. I mean, they don't like to use him in the 3-4 base defense because he's not a run stuffer. He's almost strictly a pass rusher, and that's why the Packers used him in those type of situations. He basically only played when, they needed a nickel sort of situation where it was, very likely it would be a running down. I mean, you can't always predict what the opponent's going to do to a T, but Jarius Wynn came into the game in passing situations. And so the Packers need a guy like Cullen Jenkins who can do both if need be. And that's why a guy at the Senior Bowl like Mike Martin is intriguing. He's a guy that can do both. Can rush the passer, can stuff the run. That's what the Packers would like to get in the NFL draft, a defensive lineman like that. And maybe we talk to Paul Guillemette tomorrow, or not tomorrow, but on Friday, to figure out who these guys are, who can play 3-4 defensive end and both rush the passer and stuff the run. A guy who's, good at both aspects of those game. So, there's a lot there to, contemplate if you're the Packers and take these things into effect as you're setting up your draft board and select these guys on draft day. Conference Stewart again: I think Howard Green has shown you can't just plug another 340-pound body in there. Pickett is quality. Exactly. Howard Green... again, another fringe guy, a guy who can stuff the run, but that's about his only trick, his bag of tricks. Ryan Pickett, You know, even though he's about the same size as Howard Green, there's much more talent with Ryan Pickett. I mean, he's definitely the better defensive player out of the two. So, anyhow, I mean, this is interesting things to talk about here and contemplate, you know, these positions of need for the Packers as they get ready for the NFL draft. But again, thank you so much, everybody, for joining us here this morning on Railbird Central. It's now beyond 9 o'clock and time to step away. We'll be back on Friday. Hopefully we'll be talking to Paul Guillemette, and make sure to check out our coverage all week long here at Cheesehead TV. Jamie Jors, do we have an episode of Cheesehead Radio this week? Please fill us in. And, you know, to look forward to, I've got a very interesting post coming up on Cheesehead TV later this morning. In fact, going to post it in not too long. So, anyhow, look forward to that and look forward to seeing you back here on Railbird Central on Friday. We will see you later, everyone. I've got a song called Nemo by Humphreys McGee on Psy Fidelity Records. Go Pack, go.